Good morning. It is May 4th, 2014, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And joining us now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
This is the Kevin Kinder moment where the music editor of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers is going to talk through my mouth.
Okay.
About a band called St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
I don't know them.
I have heard good things about them.
He says wonderful things about them. They're from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, which, did I know, it's produced a bunch of great bands. Who knew? This band is good enough that on their most recent tour, they're 78 gigs into 117 days.
Oh, wow.
He talked to Browen Lawler, who was in Santa Fe, New Mexico at the time, and he was part of the 400 unit, which was the backing band for Jason Isbell, who's a former member of the Drive-By Truckers, which is another Muscle Shoals area band.
Okay.
And broke off, started his own band called St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Kevin did not ask him why, but their lead singer is a former pastor in training who is apparently an amazing, well, the Austin Chronicle said that this gentleman, whose name is Paul Janeway, looks like Drew Carey and sings like Otis Redding.
How funny.
So it should be a great concert. It's 9 o'clock tonight at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville, and tickets are $10. Also this afternoon, for a slightly older crowd perhaps, Hal Linden is in concert.
Yes, in Bentonville.
As part of the Live on Stage in Northwest Arkansas series that starts at 2 o'clock at Arend Arts Center, and tickets are $25 for adults.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.